If you value your happiness and sanity, take your time and choose your pet wisely. It was a lovely funeral for Fluffy, the best pet I ever had. I was pleased by the turnout at the mansion. Mourners filled the large backyard and mingled as the sun finally broke through the San Francisco fog. Everyone had loved Fluffy. She had such a gentle temperament, quite the nicest of all my pets. Even when she was feeling out of sorts, she never bit anyone, partly because I had trained her well, and partly because she wouldn't hurt a fly. She was such a special pet that I knew I could never find another one like her. I intended to bide my time, perhaps sleep for 20 or 30 years, until the ache in my heart had eased a little. Even then, I wasn't sure when I would get another pet. But Winnie didn't give me any choice. Just 2 days after the funeral, she stomped into my lair. Without any warning, I heard a key scraping against the lock. Then the door jerked open. The little creature stepped inside. She was the scrawniest of specimens, dressed all in black. Her very curly every-which-way hair was light brown. Putting a fist on her hip, she studied me, her glance flicking from the tip of my tail to my glorious head.
"Are you really a dragon?"
She sounded disappointed.
"Don't be rude," I snapped. "And how did you get the key?"
"Great Aunt Amelia put it in her last letter to me," she said as she strolled farther inside my living room.
Amelia was the ridiculous nickname that the other humans used for my Fluffy.
"It had directions to the hidden door in the basement."
She stared at me, bold as brass.
"She was afraid you'd be lonely."
"Well, I'm not."
I held out my paw to the obnoxious creature.
"So give me the key and go away."
Instead, she circled round my lair, stopping by the Regina and the metal song discs. She looked curiously at the large box, which was some 2 feet on each side. Delicate wooden inlays created lovely pictures of coral and shells on its lid, front and sides.
"What's this?"
"A music box," I said. It had been a gift from Fluffy's grandfather, Sebastian, who had been fun when he was young, but had become terribly boring when he grew older. Still, he had never been stingy, and the music box had been only one of many expensive presents. She pivoted slowly.
"I thought a dragon's den would be different."
"I dare you to show me a nicer one," I sniffed.
She waved her hand at the floor in disappointment.
"I figured you'd have gold and jewels lying around in piles, not a carpet and a sofa."
"Have you ever tried sleeping on gold?" I asked.
Then I answered my own question because I knew she didn't know. "Gold is hard and cold, and as for jewels, well, the diamonds leave scratches on my scales that take forever to buff out." If this fussy little thing had had any manners, she would have stifled her curiosity, but she was obviously quite feral. She motioned to the red velvet drapes with the tassels of gold wire.
"Okay, then why do you need curtains? You're underground."
Crossing the room quickly, her shoes tracking dirt all over the best Bacara wool woven by a master weaver, she jerked a drape back to reveal the painting before I could stop her.
"Huh,"
she said, surprised, and then leaned forward to examine it closer.
"What's this doing here?"